Some dates, like September 11th, 2001, or a major election day like November 8th, 2016, go down in history, and many of us know where we were and what we were doing. But what about all of the ordinary days that pass between big newsworthy events? Are they really unremarkable? A couple of journalists decided to test out their hunch that there really is no such thing as an ordinary day. So they had strangers randomly choose a month, a day, and a year in recent history, and then they spent a few years researching that specific date. Gene Weingarten is a Washington Post journalist and a two-time Pulitzer Prize winner for feature writing. His most recent book is One Day, The Extraordinary Story of an Ordinary 24 Hours in America. Gene, welcome to Central Time.
Very good to be here.
Well, how did you first come up with this idea?
As an editor, I'd always preached the idea that there is a story in absolutely everything. And I decided to check it. You know, I was approaching my mid-60s. I decided that I was too complacent and I needed to try something that would probably fail. So I did this. And astonishingly, it worked out.
And don't keep us in suspense. What date did you end up with?
We wound up with December 28th, 1986, which instantly seemed like a terrible date because it was a Sunday, which is the slowest news day of the week, and it was the slowest week of the year, which is the sleepy week between Christmas and New Year's, and 1986 didn't really ring any big news bells either, so we had what we thought was a lousy day.
Well, interestingly, you did, I have to say, to give you credit, you stuck with that day. You didn't, you know, try to get around your own rules and somehow get a different one, and you ran with it. And interestingly, the first event from December 28, 1986, was something that happened right here in Wisconsin. Tell us about that.
You have to remind me which it was.
It was the death of an author.
It was the death of an author. Yes. Oh, yeah. I had actually forgotten that that happened in Wisconsin. John D. MacDonald, who was a prolific and brilliant writer of detective fiction, died on that day. And that was actually the very first thing we found because it was on top of the Google list of what happened that day.
And I did a little poking around in Wisconsin newspapers for other things that happened on that date. One story that caught my attention was in the Kenosha News, so in southeastern Wisconsin. A young mother was rocking her normally very active 20-month-old son to sleep when he started gasping for breath and lost consciousness. The boy's father started giving him mouth-to-mouth, and luckily a county sheriff's deputy was just 1 minute away. He helped with the emergency resuscitation, and they kept the boy alive until the ambulance came. Not only did the toddler survive, he seemed to have no after effects. And in reading that, it reminded me of a lot of the stories that you found, Gene. You know, it's a small local story, but with so much human drama there. Is that the kind of stories that you were hoping to find?
I thought you were going to wind up saying that he wound up being governor or something.
But no? Well, maybe. I don't think so.
Who knows? I found stories that were of enormous importance and drama. Things like there was a heart transplant done by people who had never done a heart transplant before, and it worked out so well that the recipient is still alive and among the longest-lived heart transplant recipients ever, and that happened on that day. There were gigantic stories in the news that I wrote about from small stories spinning out. AIDS was in its full horrible flower then. But there were also these tiny stories that turned out to be phenomenally dramatic once you look at them. There was a couple that met in Long Island that day in a sleazy bar. And the following day, the man took the woman out for a drink. And the following day, they got really drunk at a party and announced that they were engaged. And the following day, he moved into her house, which is the first time he discovered, for example, that she had children. This is like the recipe for a disastrous relationship. And it's still going on. They have been married for 30 years and are incredibly happy. You know, there were little stories like that that also turned out to be phenomenal.
Well, and I was interested in looking, you know, at some of the Wisconsin newspapers. Of course, there wasn't just local news. There was national and international news. And the term Soviets kept popping up. And I thought, wow, that was, you know, that was pre-fall of the Soviet Union.
It was. You know, unfortunately, I'm in my 60s, and Soviets is a very common word for me. I know people in their 30s who barely know what it means. But yes, the Cold War was ending in a particularly grotesque and banal way, and there is a chapter in this book about a single individual, and her experiences pretty much mirror the entire experience of the end of the Cold War.
We're talking right now with Gene Weingarten. He's a Washington Post journalist and a 2-time Pulitzer Prize winner for feature writing. We're talking about his most recent book, which is called One Day, The Extraordinary Story of an Ordinary 24 Hours in America. And Gene, how did you go about digging? You spent several years doing this. How did you go about researching what was happening on that day?
Well, you know, it was supposed to be a pretty easy project. My contract with my publisher said I had to deliver the book 2 years after signing the contract. It's now been 6.5 years, and the book finally came out. It proved to be a much more exhausting affair than I expected. The answer to your question is I got information from every possible source. Obviously, the internet and Google was extremely helpful in getting initial tips. But mostly this book developed over exhaustive reporting. You know, you find out that something happened, but you don't understand the depth of it or the meaning of it or the drama behind it. And that's what you have to get from talking to hundreds of people. And that's what I did.
So you looked up what happened, what was being reported on that happened on December 28th, 1986. But then you, as you said, you followed the thread. So like, you know, that couple that was making what I think just about everybody would say was likely to be a horrible mistake turned out not to be. Were there other stories that you read, tried to follow up on, and just couldn't find kind of that closure to the story?
Oh, yeah, there were many. There were, you know, I'm essentially, I'm primarily a journalist, and there were some stories that just sounded phenomenal, but I could not persuade, I couldn't persuade myself that they were true as initially reported and as they were told to me by people who had experienced them. There were remarkable stories that never got into the book because I wasn't sure they were true. Everything in the book is true. And it's remarkably dramatic in its own sense. Essentially, the book is a series of 25 stories, and each one is something I would have been proud to have written as a magazine cover story.
You admit that it was something of a gimmick to do, but there was nothing wrong with that. Gimmicks can lead to an interesting hook. And it really did turn into an interesting snapshot of the country at that moment, didn't it?
It did. And it also, there's something sort of existential in the meaning of a single day. You know, the basic irreducible unit of human experience, midnight to midnight, one day, and it carried that drama with it.
And I have to say, in retrospect, I'm guessing that you might think that seemingly kind of worst possible type of day that you ended up, a Sunday in a traditionally slow news time of the year, that actually probably turned into a better book than if you had pulled a date that had something huge that kind of overshadowed everything else.
Absolutely. I wound up being enormously grateful that the challenge started as something that was going to fail, because when it didn't, it kind of proved my thesis, and I was really excited about that. I do think that we would have had an equally good book with absolutely any day chosen, and that was sort of the concept, and it worked out.
And is that kind of your biggest takeaway from the project, that any day is an extraordinary day?
There is no such thing as an ordinary day. That's what I learned.
Well, Gene, thank you so much for joining us today. And it's a really interesting book.
Thank you. Good to be here.
Gene Weingarten is a Washington Post journalist and a two-time Pulitzer Prize winner for feature writing. His most recent book is called One Day, The Extraordinary Story of an Ordinary 24 Hours in America. He and his partner chose a date at random and researched the news stories of that day. It was December 28th, 1986.